For still millions of humans on the planet, that is still their daily reality. Their sense of identity, who they are, is derived from the narrative in their minds. And that's an amazing dysfunction, because it creates enormous amount of suffering that is actually unnecessary. But humans do the opposite. If you are unconscious, by the way, I'm going to use that word quite often probably tonight, unconscious does not mean the convention. The conventional meaning of unconscious, as you know, is... So when I talk about unconscious humans, I'm not talking about, but they're all... Unconscious in a spiritual sense means completely identified with the compulsive, incessant thought processes in your heads. Identified with every thought that comes into your head. Now, what does it mean when I say identify? Identify means it's to do with identity. It's to do with who you are. It's to do with your sense of self. So when you identify with the thought has you in its grip to such an extent that every thought has a sense of self in it. So you derive your sense of self, of who you are, your sense of self, you derive it from the voice in the head. And that is, for still millions of humans on the planet, that is still their daily reality. Their sense of identity, who they are, is derived from the narrative in their minds. And that's an amazing dysfunction, because it creates enormous amount of suffering that is actually unnecessary. The identity that is rooted in thought is always one that is deficient. You feel you're never enough, and this moment is never enough. There's always a great sense of something is lacking in my life. And what it is that's lacking in your life, every human who is identified with their mind has that sense of, there's something vital that's lacking in my life. There's something not here that should be here. And what it is varies from person to person, but it is an underlying structure in the, what I call the egoic mind. So ego, in the sense that we use it here, is the sense of self that is completely identified with thought. And as I mentioned, the tendency of thought of the egoic self, which is the mind-made sense of self, which is an image of who you are consisting of certain stories you tell yourself in your mind, and you call it my life. My life. That's very problematic. On the level of the story of my life, there's nobody in this room whose life, on the level of the so-called my life narrative, that's not problematic. It's heavily problematic. My life is not easy. Let me tell you about it, if you're willing to listen. And then you can tell me about yours. I'm sure it's not as bad as mine, but I'll listen. So everybody carries around a conceptual self that they call my life. And the moments when you're happy, really happy with your life, usually don't last that long. It is more normal to be, to a greater or lesser degree, unhappy with your life. If you're happy today or right now, just wait a little. Because things will change. Because humans get continuously challenged by situations. And then you become unhappy again. So the voice in the head, the compulsion, tends to dwell on things that are not good rather than things that are good. Why does it do that? There's so much more to think about when it complains than about something good. Yesterday's sunset, that was so, let's say you saw a sunset yesterday, it was so magnificent. And in the moment of seeing it, it freed you for a moment from the voice in the head because you just went, wow. And you felt more intensely alive suddenly. Why? You didn't feel intensely alive because of the sunset, or it seems that way. You felt intensely alive because you were so overwhelmed by the beauty of it that for a moment your thinking subsided and something else arose, and that something else was presence or awareness. And you went, and that you, in that moment, you felt more intensely alive than you would normally do. And then, of course, you on the next day, you can say, "That was such a wonderful sunset. I felt so alive." But apart from that, the mind cannot do very much with it. The mind, compare that to complaining about the person who offended you yesterday. How much the mind can do with that, and how it can get in there and amplify the story and fantasize what's going on, what you could have said and will say the next time. People in general are so unpleasant, and you don't really want to be here with people anymore, and all kinds of things. So it's hard on the good things. The so-called, the mind can't do that much with it. It tends to dwell on the negative, and the egoic self, the mind-made self, gets stronger when it can complain about something and when it can make something into an adversary or an enemy. It loves that because it feels stronger in its sense of self. People do that. There's often such a thing as a collective ego, nations, groups, entities, collective entities. They love their enemies. They love to make enemies because then it defines your sense of self more than you feel more yourself. It's all illusion. It's all mind stuff.